The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked them to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said to him and replied, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the feet of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
There is a powerful symbolism being used in today's gospel with Jesus getting into Simon's boat. Without being invited, without any kind of preparation, Jesus simply gets into the fisherman's boat. This was to insinuate himself in the most direct way possible into Simon's life, into his profession, into his livelihood. That's what the boat represented. And then Jesus begins to give orders, first telling Simon to put out from the shore and then go out into the deep. This represents an invasion of grace. Grace sometimes breaks into our lives, shakes us up, confronts us. We make all kinds of decisions, financial, familial, and in terms of our friendships and many others. They're all important. But the single most important decision that we will ever make is, will you cooperate with Jesus when he decides to get into your boat? When grace invades, do you cooperate or not? In many ways, everything else in your life is less important than that. Simon Peter makes the massively important move of cooperating. And he says, "Master, we have worked hard all night long and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." And with that, Simon's transformation into a great apostle began. He had been operating in the shallows. That's the importance of that symbolism. He's hugging the shore, following his own intuitions, his own wisdom. You see, when the Lord Jesus gets into your boat, he will always lead you into the depths. Not sometimes, not most of the time, always. He will lead you from the shallows into the depths. The phrase there is duc in altum in Latin, to go out into the deep. John Paul II loved quoting that. Now, will it be more dangerous? Yeah. But it sure will be more exciting. Mind you, the depths we're talking about here are spiritual depths. The excitement, therefore, has nothing to do with the excitement that the world offers. I mean, finally, who cares about that? but rather it's an excitement that comes from real spiritual transformation. Read some of the lives of the saints. There are stories of Jesus getting into their boat at some point in their life, and of how that particular saint responded, cooperated, and then everything that came after in terms of transformation, and then the effect on the world of that saint. When you listen to Christ and go off into the depths, you will find life that may seem overwhelming, that it will be too much for you to handle. Remember, Simon Peter said, "Lord, we've been hard at it all night and we've caught nothing." Well, of course, that's right. When you're at it on your own terms, we're living our lives as we see fit. We're not going to catch anything. But when you follow Christ into the depths, you will find life, which is what the fish symbolize here. Life that is so abundant that it feels like it's going to overwhelm you. That's the reason the nets are tearing. Here's an experienced fisherman. He should know how to handle these nets and how much they can take in. But the fish he's dealing with are so beyond his expectation that the nets are tearing. So it goes when we start living the life, the spiritual life, seriously. You'll find that life coming up to you from the depths. Another detail here is that the other boats have to come to help them. So it goes in the life of grace. It's never just me and Jesus, but the life of grace always draws people to you when that's going on. Watch that in the lives of the saints. When they're embarked on a great project, other people will come to help them. And that's what's going on here. That's what happened with Mother Teresa. When by herself she went to Calcutta in 1948, had nothing to her name, started a new religious order, began to work with the poorest of the poor in Calcutta. Word got out. Word of mouth got out. And a bunch of people started joining her from all over the world. And now, of course, her religious order is in every country in the world. Maybe except for North Korea, probably. She once said, "If they find poor people on the moon, I will send my sisters there to minister to them." Now, there are some of us who will object to being called by Jesus to go out into the deep with him by saying to him, "I am a person of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips." Or perhaps, "Leave me, Lord. I'm a sinful person." The thing that we need to know is that none of us are worthy to be called by God into the deep. But the very fact that God is calling us means that he wants us. G.K. Chesterton used to say, "In my church, there are saints." Well, that just means people who know they are sinners. Oh, remember the movie, Oh God, with George Burns and John Denver? The first time they meet, John Denver is in the shower. And he doesn't want to come out because he doesn't want God to see him naked. But George Burns, as God, says, "I know what you got." He knows what we got. And like Isaiah, he will burn the bad things out of us through his grace. Like Peter, he says to us, "Don't be afraid. I have something for you to do in this life. I'm not going to call you into the deep without being right there with you." The readings today say to us, don't accept spiritual mediocrity. Don't accept second or third best. Allow Jesus into the boat and then go out into the depths. That's the message of the gospel and the desire of Jesus for each of us.